from the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at HuskerRadio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Weiner.
And good morning and welcome into the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for a Wednesday, August 26th edition of Mugs in the Morning, right here on the namesake of Buffalo Bill Cody, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. At 8:06, your time and temp is service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. At 8:06, it's 70 degrees. Sunny and hot today with a high near 99. So, hey, we're keeping it in the double digits today at least, folks, but I don't know. Temperature-wise, 99, 100, it's all about the same when we get to that point. Looking at a cool down, though, at some parts of the weekend, we could experience some highs in the low 80s on Saturday and then the upper 80s on Sunday. And then the beginning of next work week, slight chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the Monday and Tuesday parts of the forecast with highs in the upper 70s. So cooler temperatures are on the way. And if there's anybody that's going to appreciate those cooler temperatures, it's going to be the building crew with Habitat for Humanity. Because, yeah.
Amen.
Triple digits.
Oh, yeah.
We welcome in Daylene, the executive director, and then we welcome in for the first time Josiah, is the building
construction coordinator.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, so Josiah, welcome to North Platte, and welcome to KODY.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Now, Daylene, we know that you mentioned Josiah, I think it was last month on your monthly interview, so he's been able to hit the ground running, and we're extremely glad that he's here.
We were so excited when he contacted us. He comes to us from Colorado, so we imported some help, but but we were so excited when we first got a chance to visit with him and talk to him about Habitat and our mission and with him a little bit about his passion for construction and what he brings to the table. So we finally got him on the job site August 3rd, so he's had a little bit of a chance to get used to the heat and the wind here in Nebraska. And I'm sure it's been challenging, but I'll tell you, he brings a lot to the table, and we're grateful that he's here.
Now, Josiah, we did hear Daylene mention that you have a passion for construction. Prior to coming to North Platte, did you have any experience with Habitat for Humanity, or what
was
your
knowledge? It was one of my first jobs out of college, was working with Habitat for Humanity out in Des Moines through AmeriCorps.
Awesome.
And then the last 10 years of my career has been fighting to get back to being able to do something like this full-time. That's been the goal of my career trajectory for ages.
Wow, okay, so this has actually been a goal of yours for about 10 years, like you've mentioned.
Yes, sir.
So when you had the opportunity to come to North Platte, you almost had the car packed and tank of gas full before you heard from Daylene.
Pretty much, yeah. Got out here as fast as I could once the offer came through.
Awesome.
Well, and he told us that he found us because he was actually out there looking for a Habitat job.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
And
yeah.
So I was pretty excited about that. And, you know, to make things even sweeter, his partner Katie was able to find a position with the local with Mid Plains Community College.
Oh, awesome.
And so we've got two new members of the community that we're so excited. I mean, it's good to get young people back into our community. And frankly, that was one of the questions that Josiah asked me, was talk to me about the people that come back to the community. They leave to go to college. Who comes back? And so I was really proud to be able to list off all of the people that grew up in North Platte, go to college, come back here to raise their families. And we also, another question that he had was our downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your downtown. Well, I mean, you know what's going on with downtown.
Yep.
It's an amazing transformation down there and bringing that old canteen district history back. And so I was really excited to be able to be positive and share good news with him regarding the two things that were the most important to him after the Habitat.
Sure, yeah. Some important things to find out.
And yeah.
Tell us, Josiah, what's your overall experience of North Platte thus far, and what's your overall thoughts of the town?
Well, I drove through here once I graduated 2010 from Colorado State University.
Okay.
And I would I drove through here on my on my tour looking for work because 2010 was not good times. Things seem to come around full circle.
10 years later, we're glad to have you.
But it's I remember the space, I remember the town, but I didn't get a chance to explore it like I have in the last few weeks. And it's, honestly, there's just so much here. There's so much worth bringing to people's attention to focus on the community. It's, you can feel that there are people here who care about the community they live in, who want to make it better, who want to focus on their neighbors, and that's something which I've been missing. Community is of huge importance to me. It's the questions I was asking Daylene is because Habitat is great, but in and of itself, it's not enough. It needs to be able to communicate and coordinate with all these other programs, with the local government, with food and groceries, the elimination of food deserts, the building of community programs for people to get to know their neighbors. Mm-hmm. And these are just such important things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So tell us about your experience thus far with the amazing volunteers for Habitat for Humanity, because you have some amazing individuals that volunteer and give tireless hours to the organization.
I have been getting such support from them. They've been walking me through their procedures, everything that they've learned through the course of time. Mm-hmm. There's so many collected years of experience going into this, and where I don't have an experience, I'm able to, I've been leaning very heavily on them lately, and they've been coming through with flying colors, and I'm trying to pull as much of the, I want them to be able to focus on the work. I want to be able to give them that so that I can pause, and then I'll provide them with the materials. I'll provide them with a schedule and a plan to go forward and allow them to focus on the work, which they do so well and so passionately out here.
The volunteers make the organization really go round, Daylene. It's amazing the number of volunteers we have here in the community.
And, you know, I just got a call yesterday. You are so right, and we can't sing their praises loud enough. But I just got a call yesterday from a group of people that I would have never thought we would hear from. But the local probation office called, and they were talking about service hours, volunteer hours. Mm-hmm. Well, naturally, I thought they were talking about their clients, perhaps. Mm-hmm. No, they were talking about themselves.
Oh, wow.
And so it never ceases to amaze me how this community will come out and support the nonprofits in our area. And Habitat is, you know, a recipient of so much of that sort of thing. So we're grateful for the volunteers. And you know, it could be that they've heard that we have a new construction coordinator. They just want to come out and see who it is.
But we need to break him in,
right? But, you know, we have women that want to get together and do a women's build. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just have such exciting, dynamic opportunities like that in this community. We're so grateful.
Absolutely. We are blessed.
And it's part of what brought Josiah here, was wanting to get involved in that sort of thing. And you know, North Platte, I think, is a perfect community for that.
Now, we do have to wrap up, but sure. Daylene, if there's somebody out there listening that wants to maybe become a volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, or maybe they can help out in terms of a donation, in terms of time, talent, or treasure, how can they reach out to you and make a difference for our local Habitat for Humanity?
Call our office. We're always there. We love sharing the good news of Habitat, and we want to talk to you about how you can get involved. Our number over there is 534-6251. Give me a call. Come on by. Our office is at 420 North Cottonwood. We've got the door open. Come on in. Let's visit.
Are masks required at the office, Daylene?
We would like you to wear a mask just to protect you. We we're not mandating it, but yeah, it's not a bad idea.
The coffee's always on, so you can take it off to sip through the coffee or even get a straw maybe. We can make it work.
Listen, come on in. Let's talk about habitat and how it makes a difference in this community. We love that subject. We'll talk about it all day.
And come out to the job site too. Bring the crew some food, bottled water, anything else.
Bottled water is awesome. We're working at Buffalo Bill Avenue and 17th. You can see the construction going on. You can see the guys over there working. You can see the progress being made. Come on by.
And if you can't help, drive by with the family from time to time, because it is just amazing to watch the progression.
Yeah,
I love it.
Give them a wave and a honk.
Honk and wave. Well, thank you, Daylene. Thanks. Always good to have you in the studio. And Josiah, on behalf of all of us here in town, welcome. We're glad to have you and Katie here.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break.